This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, love and other kids' stuff. Dear friends, no matter how many times they lose, the Pharisees never tire of playing gotcha with Jesus. This time they want to trip him up on the finer points of marital law. But Jesus doesn't look at marriage the way they do. They're into contracts, conditions, and codicils. He's all about love. The Pharisees question Jesus about legal obligations. He answers them by describing the essence of married love as the twain shall be one flesh. As such, he envisions marriage as a blessed state, sanctified by God to unite loving couples. Rabbinic law and custom had codified a distinctly second-class status for married women. A man could simply declare a marriage dissolved. A woman enjoyed no comparable privilege. Jesus sweeps this inequality aside. He declares the couple to be one flesh, equal before God. Through married love, both by natural birth and by adoption, successive generations come forth to be baptized in Christ. And it's the faith formation of children that's the focus of the second part of this gospel passage. Jesus is preaching, and a group of parents want some of his goodness to rub off on their kids. The scene, it's so easy to visualize. The parents are pushing forward. The kids, well, they're being just kids. And the disciples are trying to maintain some kind of order. The results are a sublimely teachable moment. Jesus declares his unconditional commitment to love, even at the expense of decorum. Let the children come to me, he says, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Taken together, these two brief lessons can be seen as the New Testament in microcosm. Love triumphs legalism. God's priorities are not the world's priorities. The proud and the powerful are put on notice. Whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And to cap it all off, the love of Jesus is always accessible. It's there for the taking, as when he embraced them and blessed them and placing his hands on them. Not a word of what Jesus said to the children is recorded in Scripture, but what a powerful lesson he preached. He swept aside the barriers raised against the children. He did not just talk to them of God's love. He held them in that love. He blessed them with it. In imitation of Christ's powerful lesson, St. Francis urges us, preach the gospel at all times. Use words when necessary. What a lesson for those of us still too inhibited or politically correct to proclaim Christ to the world. My friends, while we gather courage to vocally evangelize, let your love do the preaching for us. This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more about me, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook or Twitter. God love you.